Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Greg Elverton, you are the UCC Football Development Officer. You're one of a number of people across the country awarded a pro licence by UEFA. I want to find out exactly what that kind of means, but you've quite the history in football as is, from Leeds to Ramblers to City to America, am I right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So I would have played all my grassroots football, schoolboy football with Leeds on the north side up in Cork and Ballylan, and then I would have went to youths with called Ramblers, and spent a bit of time with Cork City before heading off to the States on a scholarship to North Carolina.
And you're not the only handy Elverton footballer. I played with your cousin Stephen with Rockmount years ago, would that be right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. There's a couple of us there, you know. But I probably will post probably one of the better of the Elvertons, but I'm sure they think otherwise, you know. But no, it's a bit of family. We have a good crack with that, you know.
Yeah, I've suffered pain playing against the Elvertons as well many times. But we won't go into that. Come here, what does it mean? What does it mean to get a pro UEFA license? Is that the top level of coaching that you can be awarded?
Yeah, that's it, Dave, exactly. You know what I mean? Look, it's the top award for UEFA, so obviously UEFA coordinate these licenses. So to work in the top league in your country, you have to have a UEFA pro license. So obviously I've went away and done it for the last 2 years and recently graduated with it. So look, it just gives me more opportunity to go work at a higher level of coaching, you know. But it is the top level for any country that you work in. You have to have a pro license.
I presume it's difficult to achieve, is it?
Yeah, well, look, it's a long process. Obviously, you have to work through your pathway. Each coach education and each country has a different pathway. But obviously, in Ireland, you have to go through the system. You know, you have to have your C, B license, A license, and then obviously you move on to the pro license. So that can take a long time, you know. And I suppose when I came back from America in 2008, I started that process, you know. So I've been coaching all my life, really. So it's been more than 8 years. I've probably been coaching for the last 18 years, you know. So it's probably took over 18 years to achieve that, you know.
Wow. Did you do it with the bunch of people who have just been announced? They include Alan Reynolds, current Waterford boss, Tommy Barrett, Limerick boss, Stephen Henderson, the Ramblers boss, Stephen Bradley, the Shamrock Rovers boss, Paul O'Sam, a famous footballer of the past. I see Frank Kelleher, who won the FAI Cup for the CCFC women's team last year, is now at the Cove Ramblers Academy. That's quite a crew of people. Are you all together when you're doing it?
Yeah, exactly. So all them guys you listed out, yeah, we would have been meeting up probably nearly once a month, maybe sometimes once every 2 months. You know, we would get together for 3-4 days in workshops and, you know, doing club visits. But all those guys, yeah, we've been working closely together for the last 2 years, and that's probably what makes the course so great, is the fact that we've been working with these guys. They're great participants. We learn a lot from each other, and that's the main thing, you know, like spending time down on Waterford with Alan Reynolds, Rennie that time he got the job, even Tommy Barrett got the Limerick, even Stephen Henderson in Cove, you know. So we were all the club visit each other, see how we work, and, you know, give each other feedback. And I suppose that's the strength of the pro license itself, you know. All the coaches share knowledge and working together, and we all kind of share what we learnt on the journey, you know. So it was quite good.
And are we shaping things up for the standard of soccer to improve in Ireland significantly? Because really, you know, I even look back at the football, I'd love to have been coached better over the years, if you know what I mean. A lot of the times, you know, you're kind of thrown a ball and you get on with it kind of thing. And, you know, and all, I think there's a general frustration around League of Ireland football at the moment. We all want the league to be better. We want better players to stay in the league and all that kind of, like, what do you guys as coaches think is the answer to all of that?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose the first thing and foremost is the more coaches we have through the system, the more educated coaches, the better sessions are going to be, Dave. And then that leads into the whole player development and how players are going to be better. Because, as you say, like, sessions are going to be more structured, you know what I mean? There's going to be coaches that are qualified now and understand how to develop players. But even moving above the development side of things, you know, even guys being able to put on good sessions, how to win matches. And I think you'll see that coming through. You know, we're quite a young country with coach education. But you look at the League of Ireland now, and the amount of, I think there's 77 pro licensed coaches in the country. So obviously there's only, you know, the two divisions, you know, First Division and Premier Division. So, you know, there's guys waiting there to improve. So yes. Look, I think the standard is improving all the time, and only coaches, the more educated coaches, the better it'll be for everyone in Ireland, you know. So
now we need the facilities and the investment to follow it. Listen, Greg, congratulations to you, Ballyvillan man with UEFA pro license. Good on you for all the hard work you've put in, and much success in the future. It's all-